Good morning, everyone. Welcome to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can give us a call at 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. We've got a lot to talk about. Let me mention one thing about the website, too. You can download reports. You can sign up for our newsletter. We have a class coming up. So if you want to sign up for that, you can do that, called the New Reality in Our Retirement. Hard to say, but a lot of good information if you want to attend that, the New Reality in Our Retirement. And we'll have some upcoming workshops as well. But let me start out with a story here. Okay. Two different people turned 65 on the same day, and they both saved $1 million for retirement. One of them goes broke by their 75th birthday, just getting by in Social Security. The other one is set for life. They can afford to do all the things they dreamed of doing in retirement. So what's the difference between these two people? And why does this story hold the secret to a financially successful retirement? We're going to talk about these and give you some answers on today's show. Let me start by asking a question. We hear this all the time. What's your magic number? What's your number? How much do you think you need in a successful retirement? How much money do you think you need to ensure you'll never run out of money? You know, we hear this a lot. These investors have become well acquainted with the phrase or the question, some would say a threatening question, what's your number? And I get this a lot. People come in and say, what do you think I need to save? How much do you need to put aside? And in some ways, I kind of say this is a trap, because the reality is there's no single number. There's no amount that can guarantee you'll not outlive your retirement. So I'm always cautious about this. I think it's laudable if you can save money and put it away. But it's what you do with the money in retirement that's going to determine being successful or not. So we're going to start and talk about in this first segment with one of the most important aspects of here, which is really about income planning and why filing for Social Security could be one of the most important financial decisions you're going to make in retirement. Why do I say that? Well, for a number of reasons. Number one, it's a lifetime income, and if you're married, for you and your spouse. Now, Forbes says that 96% of Americans miss out on an average of $111,000 of income simply because they file for Social Security at the wrong time. It's pretty important how we do it. It's called our claiming strategies, and it's one of the most important pieces, again, of your income plan. This is only one piece. I'm going to get into a lot more as we move along here, but I wanted to spend some time on this. I've had a number of meetings this week on this Social Security. I've mentioned Lawrence Kotlikoff before, by the way. I'll mention him again for a couple reasons. One is he's got a great book. If you ever get a chance, it's called Get What's Yours. He says there's 2,700 rules in the Social Security handbook, and 1,000 of the rules about those rules. Kotlikoff also points out that these rules are written in a way that the regular person may not understand, and he puts it in the way that says they're flying blind when it comes to collecting Social Security. Let me give you a couple examples that I think might be helpful and illustrate. You know, again, I had a person send in a question. And by the way, if you have questions, please send them in. Talked about taking it at 62, which that's the earliest time you can claim the benefits. And so I did respond to that email. But I also had a few meetings this week. One of them was a client. It was interesting. It was a great, good guy. And his wife couldn't make it for this meeting, but he said, you know, it was one of our review meetings. He said, you know, Tom, I'm there. I'm thinking about retiring in a year. This guy from I work with next to me said he's retiring. And it kind of triggered it to start looking at things. And he's approaching full retirement age, which for him is 66 and 6 months. Okay. He said, I'm thinking I might retire by 67. I'm going to wait till 67. But I'm thinking about waiting, taking my Social Security till 70. Because that's the maximum amount. Remember, it grows by 8% per year. It's a delayed retirement credit. His benefit would have gone from about $36,000 up to over $44,000 if he waited. And so he said, you know, I can live off my retirement assets, and I think I'll just defer it. And I said, well, hold on a minute. His wife is the same age. I think actually she's a little older. And I said, you realize even though you're deferring your benefits till 70, and again, because you're going to hit full retirement age, and this maybe illustrates all these rules we have to be aware of and why this Forbes study says people are missing out. I said, you can take a spousal benefit. He said, what are you talking about? I said, your wife's benefit's about $2,000. Yours is higher, yes, when you take it. But you could take a spouse, once you have full retirement age, you can take a spousal benefit, which is half of your wife's or your spouse's full retirement. So you don't have to take nothing for those 3 years while you're waiting till 70. You could actually get $1,000 a month. And I'm being general in these terms, but in the numbers. But think about that. That would be 3 years of almost $12,000 a year for 3 years he was otherwise not going to get. And keep in mind, Social Security can't give you advice. Nothing against Social Security, but they can't give you advice. So I said, number one, you know, this is something I told him, schedule an appointment, you know, figure this out. You can contact the agency and confirm these numbers. But again, so now he said, I didn't realize you could do that. Again, these are good things, and I'm helping these people out with Social Security. We also do a Social Security analysis. But when Lawrence Kotlikoff talks about these 2,700 rules, so in this example, think about this couple that my clients, he's now going to take a spousal benefit while his is deferring at 8% per year. So at 70, he can now turn his on, which has the maximum benefit now for the rest of his life. And if he passes away, that becomes a survivor benefit for the rest of his spouse's life. This is just one move. And that's why it's so critical and why we have to be careful. I'm talking about your income plan. This is only one piece. I have a lot more to get into. So, you know, please stick around as we get into some of these, because Social Security is only, as I said, one piece and typically not enough for you to live on. But let me ask you this question. And since we're talking about Social Security, you know, would you be upset if you lost the money? $111,000, that's what Forbes says. 96% of Americans forfeit an average of $111,000 in Social Security. And of course, that can have a big impact, especially when we talk about longevity and needing money. And, you know, the Social Security Trust Fund is scheduled to run out of money in less than 10 years. It's never been more important to ensure you have the right strategy to get every penny of income that's rightfully yours. So find out how you can avoid losing tens of thousands. If not, I would suggest hundreds of thousands with a free, this is the offer, a free customized Social Security benefit analysis. This free analysis that we'll do will pinpoint when you should file for Social Security, helping you get the biggest benefits check possible in retirement. And it also considers these other aspects, which are taxes, spousal benefits, Medicare premiums, and more. This analysis, we'll look at the big picture. So this week, I want to do something special for those of you that have saved well. If you have $500,000 or more, we will do a complete financial analysis and retirement plan that will include the Social Security analysis. Give us a call in the next 10 minutes to schedule a time. You can give us a call at 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or you can always schedule some time with me on alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up next, well, I said it before, most retirees, Social Security is important, but it's not enough to make ends meet. So when we come back, we're going to get into some other ideas of creating income that you can't outlive. You're listening to Tom Fortino on This Week in Wealth on AM 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. There's tons of information. You can download reports. You can sign up for our newsletter if you want to get updated information. We try to get that out every week. Topics that hopefully make a difference in your retirement planning. You can sign up for one of our classes. Or if you want to schedule a time to talk, of course, you can do that as well. You know, today's show, we're going through in this concept of getting to a number. And I've said, I believe this, and you've seen Schwab has come out. I think it was over 2 million. There's all these surveys, Fidelity. You know, what's your number? Years ago, I don't know if you remember this, they had a commercial where a guy was walking around. It was for ING, which is now Voya, which is a financial company. And he'd have a number under his arm. And there would be a person out there doing yard work and say, oh, what's your number? And he'd pull it out. It would be 1,230,000 or whatever. And I say sometimes, you know, this can be a trap. You can save millions of dollars and run out of money in no time. There really is not a dollar amount. And on the other hand, you can save less and enjoy a long and prosperous retirement. And so what we want to talk about, we spent some time talking about Social Security benefits, but that's probably not going to be enough. So we want to talk about other strategies to create income in retirement, right? Income versus savings. And we have that. We've used that phrase before. Income is more important than savings because savings can run out. So what are you doing to create an income plan? This is critical. And we know it's one of the biggest fears. We've seen these studies. So when you retire, these are two examples. right? Where you may up in, you may end up in one of these two camps. In the first camp, you're living off your retirement savings. This means every time you take a withdrawal, you're watching your savings potentially shrink. So you're living in constant fear of running out of money. That's not good. That's not good. And in the second camp, your money's working for you. This is where we want you to be. You have different sources of income coming in every month. The income affords you the ability to do the things you want to do, right? These paychecks. You can do things for your children, your grandchildren, traveling, even maybe buying a second home. And so this is, again, where we want to go. It's not about the savings goal, or sometimes we say growing a pile of money and picking at it. And so what are these things? What can you do to create income that, and I get this, as I said, a lot, where people say, well, what can I afford? This is one of the things we do when you come in. We test your plan and we take a look at that. But then there's these things we need to consider, too. I just want to bring a couple of these things up. Think about, we're living longer. We've talked about life expectancy before. That's not any news. We know people that, many people, you probably know people that are living well into their 90s, 80s and 90s, and we are living longer. And so are you prepared to go 25, 30, or 40 years without a paycheck? And so when we talk about your portfolio, that's one aspect of it, but then think about inflation, right? Think about it this way. When you bought groceries or got a gallon of gas, what did it cost 20 years ago? And what about now? And what do you think it's going to cost in another 20 years? So we need to factor that in. So please, I would just tell you, keep those things in mind. And so when we look at income sources, let me give you a couple examples. Again, we talk about Social Security, income that comes in for a lifetime. I'll make a couple comments about pensions, and then I'm going to talk about a couple other ideas. But this gentleman I was talking about in the first segment where we talked about his Social Security said, hey, I had my coworker tell me he's retiring a year, which just like triggered, I got to start looking at these things. He has a pension, and he didn't have all the information. He's going to get it. We're going to get back together. But this is an income source, and so he hasn't taken it yet. So the discussion was get all the information and see how we're starting to stack these things, Social Security. I told him, but we talked about deferring it until 70. Now he's got another income piece he can stack on top of this. These are paychecks that are coming in every month. And then he'll make a decision on the spousal benefit, just like the survivor benefit on Social Security, because spouses, if one spouse predeceases the other, we have to keep that in mind. That's another piece of our retirement plan. And so that's one example. Get your information for those of you that are pension. Please find out what your pension benefits are going to be. If you've already taken it, it's an irrevocable decision. Please find out what your survivor benefits are going to be. I come across this a lot where someone will say, I say, what happens if you pass away to your pension? They say, I'm really not sure. I think it's 50%. Please confirm what those numbers are. And then there's a third piece, because when we talk about income, you know, if you have just one source of income, that's pretty close to no sources, and we want to be careful about adding two or three sources of income. I think this is a good goal to get to. The third one that we'll talk about is annuities. We hear a lot about this. Unfortunately, I think, you know, we get just a lot of opinions here. And so, you know, take a look at them. I've given the example, and this is just an example. I just want you to, you should get the illustration. I'm more than happy to run this for you, too, if you want. But I've used this example before to illustrate this. A couple age 60, if they were to put $500,000 into the annuity, and you can do this with after-tax money, IRA money, or Roth money, at age 65, they would have almost $44,000 of income. That's lifetime. And that's joint, by the way. It stays for both lifetimes. Again, let me get back to the example of how we're creating an income plan. I'm stacking these things. So now I have Social Security. If I'm married, my spouse and I have Social Security, the highest benefit stays with the survivor. I have a pension with a survivor benefit. I have this annuity that I'm using that's giving me a joint lifetime benefit. So there's potentially not only those sources during my lifetime, but there's three that will continue on if I predecease my spouse. And that's when I talk about having these things. Certainly investments can be part of it, but having only one income stream, as I said, is too close to having no income streams. So the more diversified your income sources are, the better off you will be. I like to say, let's try to get to three different income sources in retirement. But this is so critical to your planning. Again, achieving a savings goal is great. Don't get me wrong. But what you do with the money is that's what really matters. And so I've asked the question, do you have a plan to get the most from your Social Security benefits? We've talked about that. Reducing taxes. We're going to get to that. Pay for health care to generate income. It's smart to get help, and or even get a second opinion just to ensure that you haven't overlooked or underestimated anything. That's why we put something together just for our listeners on today's show. We're going to create a retirement game plan for you. We call it the Retirement Roadmap, and it's customized for your specific situation. Everyone's situation is unique. And the thing about this is it won't cost you a dime. This is a customized plan that covers all of these things. Taxes, paying for health care, generating income, Social Security. So this week I want to do something special for our listeners. Those who have saved well, and if you have $500,000 or more, we will do a complete financial analysis and retirement plan. Give us a call in the next 10 minutes to schedule a time, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, where you can schedule a time online. Coming up next, taxes could be your largest expense in retirement. But when we come back, we'll share some steps you can take now that can dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement. You're listening to Tom Fortino on This Week in Wealth on AM 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Tons of information. You can download our reports. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can sign up for our classes. You know, if you want to schedule a time just to chat or send me an email with a question, I had one this past week, and I ended up responding. It was a question on Social Security, but I've had questions on estate planning. I've had questions on taxes, Roth IRAs, and on and on. So, again, anything that's specific to you that I can help, please feel free to either schedule a call. Give me a call directly. You can email us. I'm more than happy to get you some answers and certainly things that can make a difference. So that's what we like to do. You know, today's show, we've been focusing on this, what it means to get to a number or this magic number. And so, you know, I've given the examples of two people retiring at the same time with the same amount of savings, and one lives a long, happy, and financial secure retirement. The other one quickly runs into financial struggles. And what makes the difference? There's a lot of things that make a difference. We've talked about creating an income plan, certainly. And in this segment, I want to talk about another piece of your plan that can play a big role, and that's taxes. And as I said, play a big role for this next wave of retirees, maybe more than any previous generation. We're going to talk about strategies that can hopefully reduce your taxes. Because keep in mind, when you retire, every penny of your IRA and 401k is taxable. Your pensions are 100% taxable, and up to 85% of your Social Security is taxable. And retirement comes with, in a way, a new set of rules and decisions that we have to make. So this is something we want to talk about. Again, we have these parts of our plan, and when you retire too, we have to remember that you can no longer contribute to a retirement plan to reduce your taxes. If you have no earned income, you cannot. Right? Our deductions may go away. Some of the things, the house is paid off, tax credits, hopefully the children are gone. So our tax credits are gone. So we can be in somewhat of a vulnerable or sometimes a tax sensitive situation. And then keep in mind, we have RMDs, right? So I've seen fairly often people like, I don't want to touch my IRA or 401k because guess what? It's taxable, whatever the tax rate is. And by the way, when you pull money out of a retirement account, it also is used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. So it's not just about creating income. It's about what can we do to minimize the taxes. And required minimum distribution, again, it's sometimes you hear this term, it's called the tax time bomb. The longer we wait, the bigger these accounts get. And now at 73, we have what are called required minimum distributions. If you don't take the right amount out, it's 25% penalty. And again, what are the tax rates going to be in the future? We've talked a lot about the Tax Cut and Jobs Act in the past. That is set to sunset in 2025, which means starting in 2026, these marginal tax brackets come back. In fact, if you've been listening lately, they've talked about a $7.3 trillion budget. It's insane. A few years ago, it was about four, and which is still, these are huge numbers, but it was four something trillion. And they've talked about in this package, $5.5 trillion of taxes are going to be considered. Now, again, we don't know where they're going to go, but when you think about it, another reason about having a strategy to reduce taxes on your IRA, our national debt's now over $34 trillion, approaching 35. In addition to that, well, I don't know if you've heard this number. This is kind of staggering. $1 trillion every 100 days is being added to our debt. This is just kind of insanity. So we have to really think about where we stand in retirement, because if you have $60,000 from retirement benefits, I'm using Social Security as an example, and between you and your spouse, and up to $12,000 of that, up to $50,000 can be taxable, and you have to turn around and give $12,000 back to the government. Keep in mind, they're your partner. You're netting 48, not 60. And then if you take a look at your retirement accounts and you need to pull out 50 to net 40, and tax rates go up, do you need to pull out 55 now or 60 to net 40? Maybe. I don't know. Is that going to make you run out of money sooner? Maybe. So this is why taxes are so critical, and I make this integral to what we do as a firm. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management. I'm insurance licensed. But I make taxes really an integral part of our planning. And so every week we talk about it. You know, the simplest thing, which I'll mention, and we've talked about Roth IRAs, whether it's a Roth IRA or Roth 401k, Roth conversions, they're all three separate things. You have until April 15th to do a Roth IRA. So I'm kind of pounding the table, and it keeps getting closer and closer because we have a deadline. So I just want you to be aware that you have until April 15th to still do the Roth IRA contributions for last year. If you're a 50 or over, that's $7,500 per person. And if you don't do it by April 15th, you've lost a year of this, especially if you're going to retire soon. Remember, you can't make them once the earned income goes away. You can also do 2024, which is $8,000 each. So between a couple, $15,500 for the spouse, for one spouse, $15,500 for another, it's $31,000. Now, when we talk about Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks, you know, that money grows tax-free for the rest of your life, regardless of tax rates in the future. Right? There's no required minimum distributions. I talked about that issue. That goes away. It doesn't tax your Social Security. That goes away. It doesn't impact your Medicare premiums. That goes away. So these are things that we really need to start looking. The sooner we do it, the earlier we do it, the more impact that it could have on our planning. We get ourselves in a position. I like to call it forward tax planning. And all too often, I think people, you know, we have this terrible relationship. We do our taxes. And most people don't realize, and we don't look at them for another year. Most people don't realize they have control over how much they have control. And if you take advantage of certain strategies, you can put yourself in a much better position down the road. That's my contention. So let's talk about that. If federal income tax rates are at 40-year lows and our national debt is at all-time highs, do you think taxes are more likely to go up or down in the next few years? The answer I typically get is they're likely to go up. And that's why it's so important to take steps right now using strategies, which I like to call, it's to Washington-proof your retirement savings. And these strategies can dramatically reduce your taxes. And the goal, as I like to say, is how about getting to tax-free? We may not get there completely, but why don't we start down that path? Typically, those who have saved the most, those who have been successful, are the ones that are penalized the most. So this week, I want to do something special. For those who have saved well, if you have $500,000 or more, we will do a complete financial analysis and retirement planning analysis. This will include the retirement tax saving analysis. We're going to dig in. We're going to take a look. I like to say throw everything in a box, which includes your tax returns. We're going to look at all of this. Give us a call in the next few minutes if you'd like to schedule a time. The number is 630-864-6711 to schedule a time for your customized complete retirement plan analysis with the tax saving analysis. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com to schedule a time. Coming up next, what are the two critical habits of financial successful retirees? We're going to talk about it on the other side. So stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on This Week in Wealth on AM 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Lots of information. You can download reports. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can sign up for a class. You can email me, send me information, or if you want to even schedule a time to chat, have a question, always here for you. We always want to be a resource. I know everybody's situation is unique, and there might be one question you have that's really you want to get an answer to. And so please feel free to reach out to us. We'll give you an answer, and we'll base it on facts, something that can make a difference, hopefully, in your plan and that you can make an informed decision on. That's what it's all about. Well, today's show, we've been covering a number of topics, and I want to get into another area. And the premise has been, look, there's no number, right? We get this a lot in this industry. Schwab has reported these and other institutes. Well, if you can get to 2 million, if you get to 1 million, if you can get to whatever, and people, and it's great, again, laudable. It's very common. So I've got a goal in mind to get to, but a number, there is no magic number, right? And so can you do more with less if you have a plan? I believe so. And so we want to talk about, as I said in the last segment, we want to get to these two critical habits of successful retirees. We want to keep down this path of what you can do to increase your probability of success in retirement. And the first habit we're going to talk about is managing and minimizing your investment risk. Now, we're talking about when you're getting to a point where you're nearing or going into retirement. So if I ask the question, what would you do if the market crashed by 50% this year? What would that do to your retirement savings? And how would that impact your spending plans? And this can be especially bad early in retirement. It's based on something we call sequence of returns. You may have heard this. Forbes, I think, put it well. Forbes advisors, they said sequence of return risk is the risk that the market declines in the early years of retirement paired with ongoing withdrawals. This could significantly reduce the longevity of portfolio. So when you're withdrawing money from your account, early losses have an outsized negative impact on your total financial picture. And if you just go back to 2000, I mean, think about it. The tech bubble with the 2000s, there were three successive years, down 10, down 12, down 22. It was down almost 50% over a three-year period. Then, of course, 2008, the financial crisis. And we talk about 2008, the market was down 37%. But in 2009, even though it was an up year, the first 3 months, down another 20. How would you have felt at that time? And then we don't have to go back that far. 2022, depending on which index you're looking at, S&P down over 18%, NASDAQ down over 30, what would have happened if you retired in that year? We just can't pick that year. So when we talk about sequence of returns, that is the risk of market declines in the early years of retirement. So when we talk about your investment portfolio, we don't want to talk about let's set it and forget it. In fact, Fidelity did their Fidelity Investment Group. They said roughly 40%, based on their study, 40% of boomers think they have too much risk, too much equity in their portfolios. So it's important we really understand. Now, I've talked about creating an income plan. Now, if we can create income that never runs out separate from our investments, I think that's going to reduce risk just alone right there. This is my premise. The less we rely on our investments. Because imagine if you could be in a position where you're creating all the income you need throughout your lifetime and your spouse's lifetime, right? And then you have these assets, these investments that still meet your goals, but that you can pull $20,000 off to go take a trip or gift to the grandchildren or whatever. This is where we want to get to, and this is what it's all about. So when we look at the investments today in the investment world, It can be daunting, right? There's investment. It's not just in the market. We look at bonds. What's happened there? 2022, the 60-40 portfolio, worst return since 1937. You looked at the 20-year treasury at one point, it was down 37% because interest rates jumped up so much. Now, I know we're talking about where interest rates are going to go. I had a meeting recently. Someone had some bond funds in their portfolio, and I pulled up their bond funds. I showed them. They're negative year to date. They're still down. So what are they doing for your portfolio? I know we hope interest rates are going to go down. We just don't know. Okay. So I just want to be aware of some of these things in your portfolio. So it's important that we allocate and rebalance our portfolios. And the goal is it meets our investment objectives, our risk tolerance, and our time horizon. This is something that's critical. So I just want to bring to bear, we need to take a look at under the hood. The first step is, and I have a report online. It's called Creating Your Portfolio, In Pursuit of a Perfect Portfolio. We may not get there, but we got to get organized first. And so most of us, I think we have, I think there was, it was Capitalize. They're a data firm out there. They said there's 30 million 401ks left, old 401ks left for job changers. That's not organized. And that's $1.65 trillion. Not uncommon. I see people with two or three different IRAs or 401ks. We got to get organized, and then we can take a look at our portfolio. This is something we do. What do you own? Where is your risk? What are your fees? And so you can start to create a portfolio that you can stick to. You know, Warren Buffett said it's not about being smarter than the next investor. It's about being more disciplined. And this is unfortunately what happens all too often. And I just want to bring that out as one of the important habits. So for those of you, and we're going to talk about this a little more. I'm going to make an offer here, but let's do a portfolio analysis. I like to call it a portfolio X-ray. That's the first part. The good habit to get into is having an investment plan, in addition to these other things. And the second habit we're going to get into is creating and following a comprehensive retirement plan. This is really, you know, we talk about retirement planning. I like saying being complete. You know, we get into taxes. We get into creating an income plan. We talk about protecting assets. We talk about creating a legacy and estate plan. Those are the five pillars. We can't get into everything today, but we touch upon these. But I would just say this. If you're looking at defining what a retirement plan is, and I ask this question in my classes, can anyone here define what a retirement plan is? Again, it's not about getting to a number, right? So this is what we want to talk about. It's about five pillars. This is why I simplify it. One, having income you can't outlive. Two, minimizing taxes to create as much tax-free income and minimize the threat to increasing tax rates in the future. So when I go through these, do you have them? The third piece is, which I just talked about, what are you doing to manage investment risk and have a portfolio you can stick with? The fourth piece is this asset protection piece, paying for health care. What happens in the event of a long-term illness if a spouse passes away? Right? And you're creating income that you can't outlive, and then it continues for the surviving spouse. Minimizing taxes, too, because if a spouse passes away, you can be a higher tax bracket. Well, if you have Roth IRAs, the tax rate's always zero. See these things that we talk about, they all come together. And finally, on the legacy and an estate planning piece, do you have powers of attorney, medical and financial, living trust? So the decisions are left with your family, not someone else. You don't disinherit. Assets aren't frozen. This is important stuff. And so that's why I talk about being complete. And this is a pretty important part of looking at all these aspects. They overlap. We certainly don't want to look at these in isolation. It's easy to make a mistake, and one plan can hurt the other. And so, you know, the examples I gave before, you can say, well, I'm going to pull $50,000 a year out of my account for my retirement. Well, wait a minute, you got to pay tax on that. You may only net $40,000. Well, I'm getting $60,000 in Social Security. Well, wait a minute. Between you and your spouse, you got to get $12,000. You're only getting $48,000. So see how taxes and income planning. The other thing is with legacy and estate planning, do you have a power of attorney? Because if a spouse becomes incapacitated, the IRAs are frozen. And if there's a health care issue, do you have a health care power of attorney? And if you pass away, you see? So all of these things relate, and that's why I say it's five pieces. I want to keep it simple. Do you have five pillars? We have that report on our website, which I offered. The five steps, I call it, the five pillars are the five steps to a stress-free retirement. Let me make this other offer. So this week I want to do something special for those people that have saved well. Typically, these are the people that feel like they're being punished for doing well. If you saved $500,000 or more, we'll do a complete financial analysis and a retirement plan. We'll get into all of these five pillars we talk about, creating income you can't outlive, trying to get to tax-free, minimizing taxes, or reducing the threat of increasing taxes in retirement. What about an investment plan, having something you can stick with and feel good about? The protection piece, protecting the assets during your lifetime and to your children and grandchildren with an estate and legacy plan. If you'd like to schedule a time, give us a call at 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time online. There's a lot of information there for you as well. And if you want, you can attend our workshop or our class that's coming up, where we're going to get into all of these areas. You can do that as well on our website at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, I hope today has been beneficial. We've gotten into a lot of topics as we do everything. We can't, of course, get into everything, and that's why we offer an opportunity for you to come in or give us a call or send us an email so we can help you out in any way. As I said, I hope this has been helpful today, and it's going to be helpful in your retirement planning. We're going to be here next Sunday. We're here every Sunday at 7 a.m. here on AM 720 WGN on This Week in Wealth. I'm Tom Fortino. Everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.